I mean, it's the energy is just so wonderful. Look around you. I mean, I wish I could camp here until Donald got here. You know what I mean? I really do. I really do. There's nothing for free, young lady. You know, we all got to pay a price, and we're talking about a little heat. I mean, come on, a little heat. I mean, come on, a little heat. I drove 1,500 miles. A little heat ain't stopping. Hey, look, 1,500 miles, two busted rims, not finding our place, not having a place to put our little old boo dog.
And no air conditioning.
And no air conditioning. Air conditioning went out on us, and it didn't stop us.
Nope.
Because we're proud to be American, but we also Texan.
I hope for this guy's sake, he's drinking some water. We had a Trump supporter pass out yesterday because there's no air conditioning. All right, everybody, it's getting so much deeper than any of us imagined. After a bombshell new report about Trump's national fair released yesterday, alleging potential wire fraud, alleging the scamming of donors, and alleging that Donald Trump reallocated tens of millions of dollars towards his aides and favorable contractors, we now have more and more information about Donald Trump's scamming of the American people, of his supporters, and his self-enrichment. And you know what really annoys me about all of this? Is Republicans are now trying to pivot very hard. They're on their back foot, and they're trying to pivot like they're Michael Jordan in the 90s. They're now trying to, in a full-blown manner, attack Zohran, attack this vague idea of communism, even though there's no elected Democrats that are communists right now. And they're trying to say that Democrats are ruining the country with our extreme policies. Do not fall for it. Do not let them get away with this. They are trying to avert your attention away from their massive amounts of corruption and towards some boogeyman of their creation. You know, let's not even waste any time. Let me show you this clip on CNN of multiple Trump supporters who got scammed by Donald Trump's cryptocurrency. It's really a sight to see.
There are two investors into the Trump coin, and these are Trump supporters. If Trump was putting his name behind it, it must be a legitimate investment. This is a woman who spoke to Reuters. She put $2,000 of her savings into the Trump meme. At the end of May, her Trump holding was worth less than $120. She now thinks it was just a pump and dump scheme.
Yeah.
The second investor, Matt, a 45-year-old machinist in Indiana, put $40,000 into Trump family tokens. When a stock has presidential backing in a way, at least from his sons, you would think it would go up. Matt's shares have dropped 79% in value since he bought them for a loss of about $32,700. He does not blame the Trump family. He said he believes Democrats and anti-Trump investors are taking short positions.
This is the definition of a cult. What you just heard there is the definition of a cult. This machinist in Indiana, where I grew up, lost 79% of the value that he invested. He lost $32,000. And then he says he blames it on Democrats, not the president who is leveraging his own name and his wife's name to start a cryptocurrency and then scam his supporters. I mean, when Donald Trump took office, he created World Liberty Financial. And World Liberty Financial, this cryptocurrency platform, got a $2 billion investment from the United Arab Emirates. We have other countries, foreign countries, buying direct access to the president while he's scamming his own supporters.
This entire conversation is infuriating. If there was a Biden coin or an Obama coin, conservatives would be balled up in a curl. You'd be curled up in a ball crying. I would not be doing ads for it. It's not just that Donald Trump has enriched himself. It's that he's sold access to the presidency. He's created the executive club. He's allowed tariffs to dictate foreign policy in such a way where he tariffed Vietnam, removed the tariffs, and then 1 week later he got a $1.2 billion golf course. You want to know about the quid pro quo? We gave the UAE access to a bunch of very special chips the same week that they invested $2 billion in Donald Trump's personal crypto firm. Do you condemn that? Do you condemn the pardoning of CZ? Do you condemn Justin Sun, who scammed Americans and then was allowed back into the United States after Trump dropped an investigation? Is any of this above board?
If you have the evidence that there is a quid pro quo crime, then bring it to
what
the table.
What if I present the evidence and you just reject it? You reject it entirely.
People did bring crimes and he was convicted of felonies, then that wasn't enough.
About Trump's corruption.
Using conjecture and innuendo. Without
it's not
any
conjecture.
It's not conjecture, though.
I wonder if we could just go
I don't know. I mean,
lower.
Look, the numbers...
Think about how backwards and twisted this is. Look it, even Fox News couldn't defend it. They had a Democrat on, this woman in white, and the Democrat on Fox News was trying to, in the most gentle way possible, say, Donald Trump is screwing all of you guys over. Now, sometimes it's hard for Democrats like this to go on Fox News and to just really go hard because Fox News will kick them off in the moment. But she does a really good job of walking this line. Listen.
I guess the question, Leslie, is what's legal and what's not, what looks good and what looks bad, and how that plays politically.
Politically, yes, but with voters, no. Because what do voters say? And we're seeing a lot of the MAGA base turning on the president with this, because they're saying, look, he really doesn't care about us. He's getting richer. I'm getting poorer. I thought, you know, we elected him because he was going to make life better for us and better for the American people, whether they're Democrat or Republican, whether they supported Donald Trump or not, is a more affordable life. And that's just not what's going to happen. You know, I have to say, as a Democrat, I hope we don't, when we get into power, spend the next year just investigating, because there's so much already that has to be undone and also has to be done to help the American people.
Not to interrupt, but do you think that this is in part fueling some of the populism in the Democratic Socialist movement?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons it's successful. And I think also it just speaks to, again, and I'm sorry to say it again, how tone deaf this president and this administration is to the American people. The American people look and say, look, this guy is profiting as president. That is not what I elected him to do.
His answer to this.
Ooh, the Fox News viewers just got hit with some hard truth right there. Donald Trump is tone deaf. The only thing I disagree with Leslie on is that we should be investigating this. We should be investigating all of this when Democrats take power. We need to have rigorous oversight committees. Now, that's not the only thing that we should do. We should also have forward-looking messaging. We should have policy platforms regarding healthcare and the economy that can help all Americans. But investigations are a part of accountability and fixing the country going forward. And what needs to be investigated are things like this fair that's going on. I mean, yesterday I had on one of the authors of this 55-page report that exposes this fair. And if you appreciate these types of videos we make, digging deep into the facts and exposing it all, make sure you drop a like. It truly helps boost the video in an algorithm that oftentimes promotes right-wing lies, boosts the most extreme content. We are just here bringing the facts. So drop a like, subscribe, and let's dig into a little bit of this report. Bear with me because this is effing insane. The report details how potential wire fraud was committed on behalf of Trump by Trump in order to put on this national fair. This says, most troubling, committee Democrats have received confidential disclosures that America 250 donors were affirmatively misled by fundraisers, including the president's lead fundraiser, Meredith O'Rourke. According to sources interviewed by committee Democrats, donors who intended to donate to America 250, the bipartisan commission that was set up by Congress, they were instead given wiring instructions with Freedom 250's banking information secretly. And then the routing number and the account number would secretly be given. And the contributions would then flow to Freedom 250 instead of the original fund. A gift solicited in the name of the nation's nonpartisan birthday commission would thus be redirected without the donor's knowledge by an entity created to serve the president's priorities. Just think about this. He is scamming these donors, allegedly, and enriching himself and his friends to do so. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the fair. There's also allegations that he's doing this with the ballroom, with the reflecting pool. We know that he has a massive cryptocurrency. We know that he has World Liberty Financial. Hell, he put tariffs on every single country and then removed most of the tariffs on Vietnam when Vietnam announced they were going to give him a $1.2 billion golf course. It is direct quid pro quo, and we cannot let them get away with this or fly under the radar with all of this. To continue, it says, a gift solicited in the name of the nation's birthday would be redirected without the donor's knowledge to help Donald Trump's personal priorities. If true, such actions could constitute violations of several laws, ranging from potential wire fraud and charitable solicitation fraud under federal law to charitable solicitation violations under the laws of the District of Columbia. It is pure, raw corruption. And guess what? Guess what Republicans are doing to try to pivot away from it? They won't stop talking about communism. They're trying to act like every single elected Democratic official is now a communist because they're trying to rewire people's attentions away. Get it? Like rewire, like they did with those ACH transfers. They're trying to rewire people's attention away from the oligarchy and the corruption that is being created towards some boogeyman of communism. Even the people in Congress who are currently on the farthest left flank, I could say like Bernie Sanders, he would admit to himself that he's one of the most far left Democrats. He's actually an independent. He's not even a communist. people like AOC that they point to, not even a communist. Even Zohran Mamdani is part of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's different than wanting communism. It's an important distinction.
You know what they say, Greg? First they tell you how cold to keep your room, and then they can tell you how much sex you can have.
I didn't see
it's
that leap.
Slippery slope.
Yes.
They're going to say one child policy next. This is how communism starts.
They're sitting there railing against communism. It says Kami Mamdani on the chyron at the bottom. But what they're not realizing is that behind them, there is a mostly empty fair that is proof of why the current system is not working for Americans. I mean, for real, the current system has created apathy and has created angst and has created depression amongst Americans who are in debt. Medical debt, student loan debt, housing debt, all of this debt that makes it impossible to be capital positive. Why would people be super loyal to a capitalistic system that they view as rigged against them? Donald Trump promised to help people's pockets when he was running on the campaign trail. It was a lie, of course, but that's what he promised to do. He got into power and instead just rigged the economy for himself and for his friends. And again, I don't want to gloss over the irony of Jesse Waters sitting in front of an empty background saying that communism is going to destroy this country when the empty background he's sitting in front of is proof that Donald Trump's oligarchy is destroying this country. Here's Caroline Levitt running a similar line in front of a similarly empty crowd last night. Republicans are going to try to gaslight you and say this crowd is massive and this is massive turnout, but it's really not. There's like 90 people here at this fair that was supposed to cost $100 million to put on.
Never would I imagine I'd be watching videos like that. Candidates running for the modern day Democrat Party. This is not your granddaddy's Democrat Party. This is not the Democrat Party of JFK. This is a full-blown communist revolution that is taking over Capitol Hill right here in Washington, D.C., just a few steps away from where we are sitting right now. The inmates are running the asylum. These are crazy people who are advocating against what I call the three P's: prison, police, and private property.
She got it. She almost slipped for a second there. Okay, a few things. Nobody on stage in what they're showing is a communist. That's Brad Lander. That's Zohran Mamdani. Even Bernie Sanders, none of these people are communists. That's not what the word means. Secondly, these are some very effective politicians right here. Zohran Mamdani is a very effective politician, leader, and executive. He's doing great as a mayor, and he's helping the people of New York. Steady-handedly, slowly but surely, he is making sure people feel taken care of. So the idea that these are like rabid communists is entirely false. And finally, Caroline Levitt is trying to distract from the fact that this entire fair is an absolute scam.
From where we are sitting right now, the inmates are running the asylum.
Oh my God, it is so incredibly funny for her to say the inmates are running the asylum or the crazy people have taken control when you look at the current government and you see Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, literal actual clowns running the White House. She's projecting right here. And it's very important to point out, let me return back to this document for one second. This is the 55-page report of the state fair being entirely corrupt and scamming people. And oftentimes when I pull up this report, it makes people click off the video, but I urge you to stay and just listen for one second at what this report says, because it is mind-blowing. Even regarding the Great American State Fair concert that got canceled, do you guys remember when there was a concert that was supposed to take place and all of the artists dropped out and said they got lied to? It is basically the same thing as the wire fraud. This administration was lying, scamming, and trying to tear apart America 250 because they wanted their own Freedom 250 to survive and thrive, but it didn't. This says, the same pattern of deceit appeared again when Freedom 250 recruited artists for its programming. As a part of the Great American State Fair, an event intended to showcase the people, traditions, innovations, and spirit that make America the greatest nation, the original roster included Morris Day, Milli Vanilli, Young MC, The Commodores, Bret Michaels, CNC Music Factory, Flo Rida, Vanilla Ice. All but Vanilla Ice, Flo Rida, and one member of Milli Vanilli have withdrawn. Although it remains unclear how exactly these artists were solicited to perform, they were reportedly unaware until recently of Freedom 250's political nature. They thought they were being invited to America 250, the original bipartisan celebration that is not Democratic or Republican. It was supposed to be down the middle, which is what we need for a celebration that is supposed to be unifying. Instead, they got tricked by this administration in order to perform for basically an extended Trump rally. In the words of Young MC, one of the artists who dropped out, he, quote, was told one thing, then it was a bait and switch. The event was presented to the artists as non-political and non-partisan, but then they quickly realized that they were being entirely scammed. This is insane. It's some insane shit. Like, listen to what it says up here. I'm just mind blown. It says, Freedom 250 may have conducted wire fraud by luring unsuspecting donors who intended to support the congressionally chartered foundation and giving them false bank information. Presidential access was sold to those willing to pay for it. A false history of the country was imposed to suit the president's distorted vision of the past. Christian nationalist ideology was injected into the events, eroding the wall of church-state separation. An organization that was once responsible for planning events surrounding January 6th has now been contracted for America's 250th celebration. Hell, the CEO of Freedom 250 visited Davos and asked foreign leaders if they would like to invest and shape our 250th birthday. They are selling out our country to foreign countries, whether it's Vietnam, lifting off tariffs in exchange for a golf course, whether it's the United Arab Emirates, which we give a bunch of chips to in exchange for an investment in Trump's crypto firm, whether it's Sazan Island in Albania that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are currently in the process of stealing from the Albanian people, they are ripping everybody off to benefit themselves. They cannot keep getting away with this. Here is the fair, completely empty at opening time this morning. Again, people in the comment section are always wondering, Adam, are you playing videos of the fair at 5 a.m. when they haven't opened? Are you playing videos of the fair late at night when everybody left? No, this is opening time.
But they were all really good. Some stuck out a little more than others, but really great history. Like, you forget about like the moments in American history, especially in the East Coast, about what came together during this time.
But I was also interesting to have Gunnar Landry talk about the Louisiana Purchase and how President Trump sent back the full documents, and they have it now on display there. Like, what an amazing moment for Americans as well. So first, we're going to get you to this, America 250. We are live on the National Mall as America kicks off this nationwide celebration.
It was the opening time, and there's quite literally nobody there. Caroline Levitt herself can't even hide the absurd amount of corruption. Caroline Levitt posted 2 days ago, what a privilege to be aboard the inaugural flight of the brand new Air Force One. This is the jet that was gifted to Donald Trump from Qatar. Donald Trump then gave Qatar NATO-level security guarantees, saying if they're attacked by any country, we will come and help them. The funniest part about all of this, maybe not funny, but the most ironic part about all of this, is then Iran began to strike Qatar after we started the war with Iran. Iran thought that they could retaliate against the U.S. by hitting our military bases in Qatar, and the United States did nothing to protect Qatar. We basically spit in their face and said, go do it yourself, go help yourself, after they gave us this jet. So they gave us this gift, and we didn't do anything to protect them. People are joking around that if Qatar did bug this plane and add microphones, it's probably going to be in the bookshelf, because none of the Trump campaign staffers are going to be reading the books. None of the Trump aides are going to be even opening these books, so it would be a pretty good place to keep the microphone if you're going to hide some. But this is Caroline Levitt just gloating in front of an incredibly corrupt plane. The plane was gifted to Trump, we gifted them security guarantees, and then we spit in their face when it was actually time to help them. We're also learning from David Shuster, doctors in D.C. and PG County, Maryland are warning patients with cardiovascular issues to stay inside or leave the area for several days following July 4th fireworks. Trump's display, 880,000 shells compared to the usual 20,000, is expected to create dangerous air pollution. If you have cardiovascular issues, be careful. Please, be careful. I mean, I guess this just loops in as another example of Donald Trump quite literally not caring about the American people whatsoever. deciding to do grandiose events that are likely corrupt and pushing out any actual celebration of America's birthday. The corruption here is absurd, and we're going to continue to cover it every single day on the Adam Mockler channel. If you made it this far in the video, drop a blue heart. Let me know if you enjoyed this. We're going to keep on covering this. I love you all. Peace out.